friend. Hey, mate. Sup, guy? You there? I'm talking to you. Are you looking for a way to have fun that's safe and socially responsible? Of course you are! Just because we're all shut in to avoid spreading a deadly pandemic doesn't mean we can't have a good time doing it! Why not spend an evening with Chicago's most trusted best liqueur, Jepson's Malort? Its unusual, full-bodied flavor is a taste savored by two-fisted drinkers. So, if you think your two fists are strong enough, why not grab a shot of the only booze ballsy enough to let me rip on it and powerful enough to keep even the most maskless troublemaker a good 6 feet away? So, if the lockdown's got you down, why not have a shot of Malort? If you're going insane, self-isolation is lame, just do a shot of Malort. Malort, aiding in social distancing since the 1930s and proud sponsor of Chad the Podcast, which is what you're listening to right now. Hey, what's going on, you? How are we doing? Welcome to the second to last week of October, pre-Halloween, as I like to call it. So next week, we're going to do a Halloween spooktacular because this year, Halloween is on a Saturday. Thanks for the kick in the dick, pandemic. Not to mention full moon. So, wow. Thanks a lot. Seriously, wow. Anyway, this week I was like, what do I want to do? Because I didn't want to get too spooky or ooky or kooky. Save that for next week. And I started getting nostalgia, like waves of it, because for those of you in the future who do not know what this particular week of October was like in 2020, that would be the week of the 17th, right? Because today's the 24th, so like 7 days before that, 17th. Why am I doing live math? Because you got to keep your mind working in the lockdown. Technically, it was the week of the 18th. So what was the weather like, you ask? Well, I will tell you. It was piss. Misty rain, garbage, cloudy, not worth it. And so sitting in the darkness, I started thinking about the simpler times. And I was getting misty-eyed for the days back when we used to gather at the Green Mill. And I used to get drunk and scream about something for 10 minutes. So I went back into the vault. And I found a recording from 2017, September, October, general area. Granted, this recording is from September 30th, 2017, because that day is International Blasphemy Day, fuckers. I can't believe I forgot and I missed it. I would have talked about it earlier, but hey, here we are. What day is it anyway? So let's flash back to 2017. Wait, we'll do this. Let's do this proper. Okay. Close your eyes, breath, out breath, in breath, out breath. Okay, you're not stuck in your studio apartment right now. You are on your way down Broadway towards Lawrence to the Green Mill Lounge. It's a Saturday. It's 2:30 in the afternoon. You get in. Oh, fuck, it's so crowded. But you got friends at the bar that saved you a seat. You're going to scooch through, see a couple. Hey, what's going on, Greg? You look fucking tired. Oh, you hung over? And then this band starts playing. You sit down. You order. You're like, give me a Schlitz. Because it's time. We got to start simple. Because you know that we're going to be doing this for the rest of the day. And then there's going to be Chinese food. So you got to pace yourself. Lights are low. Smells like feet. But the good kind. And then it starts, and the show, there's lots of clapping, and a bunch of people talk about politics, and probably a band, or a magician, or a goofy little improv thing. And then I'm getting ready, and I'm going to pop up, and I'm going to talk about International Blaspheming Day. So strap in, jump in to the time machine, and let's go back to September 30th, 2017 at the Green Mill for Blasphemy Day with me talking to you. And if you're, you know, listening to this right now, you might want to just start drinking.
I can't promise that you like me. It could go downhill. I can't promise that you love me, but you probably will.
He bid me go to him, but I said it was presumptuous, and he said nay, for I was invited to come, and yea, though I did not know where he lived, and thus wandered for about an hour down Cornelia, until yea, I saw the light in his window, and he did but let me in, when on his door I buzzed. For the way in, you must first buzz the door, and though you are anxious, you must wait for the second buzz, else you find the inner door locked, and you are trapped by the mailboxes, and they are gray and uninteresting. Grant us the wisdom to Google map the address before leaving the house, and the patience to wait for the second door. For this, and also the foresight to bring something to the party and not be a douche, we pray. Good afternoon. It brings joy to see that we have gathered in each eye a glint of wonder at the powers of the grand universe within which we stumble. And yea, though we do stumble, we call upon the wisdom of the Batman to pick ourselves up, for that is why we fall. And fall we will, for it's dark sometimes and we have to pee, and it's just easier to feel your way to the shitter rather than fuck with the lights. That's our folly, our burden, for fall we will, and also stub our toes, and shit, next time we might as well just piss the bed. For we are not perfect beings, nay, we are but lumps of organic matter falling all the time, and sometimes we have brunch. Point is, let ye who are perfect and never fart come forward, for holy fuck, you're probably a robot and should be destroyed. Nay, all of us are made of jiggling meat chunks, confused and often sad, but mostly just trying to figure shit out, so be not afraid. For though they talk a big game with certainty about what the hell is next in this life after hence, we will collapse into bug chow and become worm poop. They really only kinda know, because they feel it, that is faith, and faith is always tested. But why, ask ye, shall faith always have to prove itself? Should we not solely sally forth into the sun, riding a tailwind of belief, and just kind of go with it? Easy peasy, short and sleazy, zero fucks? Because, yeah, we got this. We're holy. We'll be fine without ever having to physically prove the existence of whatever god, gods, tree, ghost, or whatever the fuck we believe in, simply because we do. We win. That's it, right? No. For that is not how freebies work. In order to get into whatever afterlife shindig you're hoping for, you gotta prove yourself lest you be stopped at the door. Basically, you wanna believe you get a pass into nirvana, but you gotta prove it, because ass, grass, or gas, nobody rides for free. We pray. True devotion is tough. Much like thinking you have the right to criticize the Brewers when all you have played is infield for your company softball league. And yay, though being a member of the Griffin Realty All-Stars gives you purpose, you shall not consider yourself professional enough to question third baseman Travis Shaw, who might be a living saint. So when jokes are made for laughter, it hath been written is the best medicine. Perhaps you might chill your nuts out and let the room have a chuckle. For that which you call blasphemy is but evidence of the struggle to have good times in this dark world of confusion and indifference. But what is blasphemy, really? Wherefore, whence hath it come? Blasphemy. From the Middle English, blasphemen. From the late Latin, blasphemere. From the Greek, blasphemia. Which means to speak ill of, impious, or slander. Found in the holy book of that one religion that kicked the Native Americans out of New England. To blaspheme is to speak ill, show contempt or lack of reverence to a religion, holy person, sacred thing, deity, or anything that anyone deems inviolable, which specifies not which is and which is not off limits or out of bounds. Since some of you regard Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, Ahura Mazda, Kukulkan, even fucking Odin is making a comeback, as untouchable, and the rest of y'all think Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is some kind of cinematic triumph about humanity and love and knit hats, don't fucking laugh, because really the Truman Show is a much better, much darker one to know. Which is the reality. Oh, you want to fight about it? Congrats, ye have proven the point. Nothing is sacred, and yet everything is, because it is to you. On the anniversary of the publication of a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad in the Danish newspaper Jyllands-Posten on September 30th, 2005, when, instead of just being butthurt and walking it off, several activist groups protested, resulting in over 200 deaths from attacks on Danish missions. 4 years later, Ronald Lindsay, president and CEO of the Center for Inquiry, declared September 30th International Blasphemy Day. Quote, "We're not seeking to offend, but if in the course of dialogue and debate people become offended, that's not an issue for us, because there's no human right not to be offended. Because, quote, we think religious beliefs should be subject to examination and criticism just as political beliefs are. For what is sacred to some is fucking stupid to others. And it is up to ye to accept it. Take it on the chin, do a shot, and walk it off. For is that not the real test of faith? If the office dickhead makes a solid joke about your religion, is it not your test to laugh it off, as he is in fact a dickhead? Or tell Craig in HR that maybe that shit's not cool, and not murder him in the break room to the horror of the good employees of Griffin Realty. Satire is the solace we all must seek to survive the hypocrisy of everybody else. Part of having your own belief structure respected is respecting the beliefs of others and their right to think that your ideas are stupid, just as you think theirs are. Because in the end, you're all trying to get into the party you want to get into. And for those who are ready in the comment section with buts and well actuallys, and though I hear your points anyways, remember that ye are also not safe. Though your books says the other books are dumb and full of garbage, and full of dumb ideas that will result in the reader surely going to a hell void of any happiness or joy, remember that they too look upon ye as a dumb motherfucker. And yeah, you're 100% sure you're fucking righteous, cause shit, you follow the directions, you got your shit together, you're pious as fuck, you don't drink, you don't smoke, you listen to easy jazz, you drive your kids to soccer, drink non-fat lattes and went vegetarian cause you watched a documentary on Netflix one night and decided pigs what you keep to die. Yet ye also must clear your browser history, otherwise the family might find out what a freaky sassy milk guilt dilt bareback and bush loving faux press BBW clown tentacle goat cream pie little monster that you are. None of us are safe. So quit pussyfooting around your pussyfoot obsession. Light your nipples on fire. Get the strap and be yourself. You won't be a righteous, pious, white tooth angel with Purell for a soul crate. But who the hell says what is and what is not the best way to do that? You don't know shit. You're just reading a book. And there's a lot of fucking books out there, so grow a funny bone and have a good time. It's all the same in the end. And look, that you live in a country where it's okay to say Jesus, dip nippling Christ, ass blasting Mary Mother of God, fuck me in the North Star and come in the collection bin and be offended. Because if your faith is that thin that you can't take a joke, then ye truly are lost and it's time for you to find your way. So make your jokes, laugh it up, fuck your god and his testicle tits. Stand up, grab ass, and say amen. Take a knee.
Special thanks to the Barrera fucking Cudas for their kick-ass song Promises, which gets us through the dark times. Thank you to Jepson's Malort, aiding in social distancing since the 1930s. Thank you to the Paper Machete and the Green Mill for recording me on that muggy, I assume, freaky, maybe misty, I don't remember what the weather was like because we were wasted, day, September 2017. Thank you to you for listening. Stop what you're doing right now. Go to the bottom, rate, and review because we're trying to do a big push because we got big stuff coming up. And, if you're all bored at your desktop, October 29th, that's a Thursday, 2020, I will be the official librarian for the Abhorrent Cinemas watch of Suspiria. So get the fuck up on in that. Woof. What a trip, right? Go back in time. Feels pretty good. Thank you for going on that little journey with me. If you scroll back down through this podcast, you'll find some older episodes too. So, you know, you can keep the train going until next week when we get spooky with the monster ghosts and Hungarian Romanian accents, which is probably offensive. But hey, it's blaspheming day today, I've decided, even though it was a month ago. But what are months in the lockdown?